Can't wait to see him. It's been a long 6.5 months and we're all dying to see him today.
I'm very excited, and I know my daughter is because she keeps shouting his name repeatedly, so I can't wait.
I feel really happy for him to be coming home.
They're all our heroes and we're glad they're all back safe and sound. Obviously we think more than once, you know, the three guys that we actually lost, but we're glad that the ones that are coming back. I say they're all heroes to us.
Beth Rhodes here. I'm at Somme Barracks in Catrick, where friends and family are welcoming home members of One Ranks. It's been a tough 6 months. Three soldiers lost their lives. It's a time for remembering, but it's also a time for celebrating.
My name's Captain Carl Tomkinson. I'm the welfare officer for the 1st Battalion, the Duke of Lancaster Regiment. It's been a long 6 months, definitely. It's been tough for the lads out there, but it's also been really tough for the families as well. So a day like today is fantastic that they're going to get to be reunited with their soldiers.
And it must be great for you as well, being able to welcome them all back.
Absolutely, yeah. It's a weight off my shoulder knowing that they're going to be safely back with their families. The families have been remarkable throughout the tour and they really deserve a day like today where they can be reunited. It's brilliant, yeah.
But we can't forget the rear party, can we?
We mustn't forget the rear party. I mean, the rear party's worked tirelessly throughout the 6 months to support the families and the soldiers out on tour. We often do forget the rear party, lads, but we certainly haven't this time around. They've been really, really inspirational in supporting the regiment during the tour. The families are remarkable in that they always support each other through times of difficulties, and certainly with the bereavements that we've had, the families have pulled together, they've supported each other, the regiment supported them as well, and that support goes on and continues for many, many months and years to come if it's necessary.
My name's Kingsman Gary Davis and I'm from Burnley.
Okay, so how's it feel to be back?
Brilliant, joyous, I can't describe it into words, it's been a long time.
And you've had one heck of a welcome as well, haven't you?
I know, it's been a great turnout by all family, friends, people that's not unfortunately gone over there, but we're all missing three lads, you know, and that's something I forgot about.
So it's kind of, it's a happy time, but it's also a time for remembering, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, definitely, yeah.
What changes have you seen in Afghanistan?
Well, when we got over there, people were afraid to come and talk to us. They were getting intimidated by the Taliban as such. We've gone over there, we've won the hearts and minds of the locals. Eventually they're coming to us with information, we're giving them pens, pencils, papers, you know, it's all working, it's all coming together over there.
You were setting up schools, weren't you?
That was part of the job out there. That was basically just like guarding the rebuild by the Royal Engineers, and we were giving out crayons, colours, pencils, felt tips, all that sort of stuff, which won kids over.
That must have been quite good to see that progress.
Yeah, it was. From when we got over there, and all the buildings were just full of rubbish, like, and poo bags and all sorts of stuff. And we go over there, we give them pencils, pens, paper, you know, stuff that we take for granted over here. We've been able to give that to them, and it's making a lot of difference out there.
I'm Lieutenant Colonel Fraser Lawrence, and I'm the commanding officer of the 1st Battalion, the Duke of Lancaster's Regiment. I was the commanding officer of Combined Force Nadi Ali South, and my battalion made up about half of the people within that combined force. There are quite a few high points. The area we work, which is the Nadi Ali area, in December last year, when I was over there just for 2 weeks, there was one shop open within the district centre. By the time we left, there were over 400 shops in the district centre. Seeing that was a huge high point. The last population centre within the district where we were based was a place called Saidabad, and when we arrived, that was under insurgent control. And during our time there, we managed to clear and hold Saidabad without causing any local national casualties, indeed without any of my own force taking casualties as well. So clearing the last population centre within the district of insurgents was also a high point.
So you really saw big changes from when you went out there to coming back?
Huge changes, huge. Things like more shops within the district centre that I've mentioned, a livestock market opened up, the insurgents were driven out outside of the population centres. A whole host of changes. Roads being developed, schools being built. Before we went on Op Herrick 12, I actually made it very clear to all of my soldiers, and indeed to myself, that we'd grieve for our lost ones when we got back. Even though we did remember them over there, the actual grieving will start now.
This is Beth Rhodes at Somme Barracks, welcoming home One Lancs.